Well, I guess we'll have a roll of it and see what happens. This is the Trending Topics Network. I am Piper the DJ, and welcome back to the Soapbox. I know it's been a few weeks, and I'm sorry. I know that first episode... All right, back up. This is the opinion-based podcast that is not designed to change your mind. But it is designed to change the way you think about things, okay? Last time I was on, I know it's been like 3 weeks or something like that, I said that I was introducing this podcast. It's been something that's been on my radar for a really long time, and just a whole bunch of crazy stuff's been going on. Look, plain and simple, I'm in school. I'm 45, I've got a semester left in my graduate program, and things are really crazy psycho busy, okay? Yes, this initially started out as going to be part of a curriculum class that I'm taking because I'm specializing in training and development and teaching and learning. But then sort of halfway through, well, not halfway because we just had midterms. So a little bit after, kind of had a change of heart because practical application is where I'm coming from with this. Now, if you get in the archives, you can find some of the stuff that I've produced before. And it varies in its quality, but I've always had a minimum standard, as some would say. But here's the other thing. What I also wanted to convey is flexibility and versatility. So last episode was recorded 100% on my phone. I did all the editing and the filtering and cleaning up of it on computer because that's what I do. But that was all done 100% mobile. Why? Because that was supposed to be part of a curriculum program. That was supposed to be part of a curriculum that I was putting together called Intro to Podcasting. That was supposed to be a demonstration for students that, look, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're at, what you're doing. It doesn't have to sound like $1 million every single time. But the fact is, you have to have something. See what I'm saying? So all you guys that reached out and called me out saying, hey, dude, I know you're better than this. I know. I get it. But I understand there is a method to my madness. And a lot of people, I mean, believe me, as a technologist, as a person who's spent more time in the past few years working on video and audio production, now I'm in taking teaching and learning courses and training and development. I'm in courses with folks that are actual teachers. Okay, we're talking like elementary, high school, college, etc. Teachers. People that are a hell of a lot smarter than I am. And here I am, I'm on the outside. I'm like, hi, my name's Piper, and I'm not a teacher. You know, it's like one of those things like, hi, my name's Piper. Hi, Piper. I'm not a teacher. Like, then why the hell are you here? No, it's not like that. The other side to that, though, is I fall completely in the Malcolm Knowles adult learning theory, where there's a reason why I'm there. There is, I mean, he's got a list of five things, and there'll be a link in the show notes for y'all to go through. And it's just one of those things that you pick up over time, and I'll talk more about it later on, but just understand. Even though things might sound weird and things might be different and things might be off and you might sit there going, dude, this guy's like out of his tree. I understand. I get it. All right. Thank you. I get it. But also understand, please, there is a method to my madness. And even though sometimes I don't even fully understand it, that's just the way it rolls. So like I said, I am specializing in training and development. I am in taking some courses in teaching and learning. And this is another round of the soapbox. I know, okay? I'll do what I can, what I have, no promises. I am using different styles and different methods for every episode that I put out. Why? Because I want to show flexibility and versatility, okay? Today, we are going through one of those Snowball Blue mics. One, because I've never used it before. Two, I've heard some good things about it. And three, somebody had it available for me to borrow and said, hey, what do you think? I was like, sure, why not? I do have a long list of mics that I have available to that I'm going to go through. But basically, I'm going to do a best practices. For those who don't know, a few years back, I think it was 2010, 2011, somewhere in there, maybe even 2012, I'm not sure. It was before I moved, big old storm, horrible storm. And I'm recording a podcast because I was living in an apartment. I was like, sure, what the heck's going to happen? Not going to be that bad. Well, guess what? Studio got struck by lightning. So getting recovered from that sucks. And things have just been in kind of state of insane flux since then. But, you know, that's the way life goes. So rewinding, yes, I am a little bit all over the place today. I'm sorry. But there are certain things that I need to discuss and get going with you today. For example, I did talk about mics a little bit. I talked about a little bit of my evolution through podcasting. I'm going to talk to you about technology. And the reason why I'm going to talk to you about technology is because one of the courses I'm taking this semester as my final semester is introducing technology to the classroom. Now, one of my chair, when you get into grad school, you can select faculty members to be your like assessment team. And you have your chair and your co-chair, subject matter expert, etc. And my chair has his PhD. Well, we call it an EED. It's the same thing as a PhD, but it's a different title. And his is in educational technology, introducing technology to the classroom. That's a course that I'm taking. I was like, it sounds like pretty cool. Because if you think about it, Moore's Law, I don't care what anybody says. And I have run into people like this. Bear in mind, we are in the middle of Moore's Law, hands down. Anybody says, dude, what the heck is Moore's Law? I'm about to tell you. Okay? Scientist by the name of Gordon Moore. He was actually an electrical engineer, if I'm not mistaken. Worked in semiconductors, electronics, things like that. Published a paper somewhere in the 1960s. And he said, look, semiconductors are going to get better as we go forward in time. Through proportionally, about every... And I know this is a wide range, but every 2 to 5 years, the capacity of a semiconductor is going to double. Let me say that again. For about the space of time, we'll say 2 to 5 years, somewhere in that range, the capability of a semiconductor will double. I'm not saying 2 times 2, 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. I'm talking 2 times 2 times 2 times 2, right? So 2 plus 2 is 4, plus 2 is 6, plus 2 is 8, plus 2 is 10, right? Doubling says 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2, which is 2 times 2 is 4, times 2 is 8, times 2 is 16, times 2 is 32, times 2 is 64. Oh, wait a minute. If you turn the clock back, that's the same way that RAM went. Isn't that fascinating? I'll be honest with you. My first computer didn't have any RAM. My second computer had a whole whopping 512K kilobits. When I was in high school, the cool kids carried the 1.2 meg disks. Some of you guys are going like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Yeah, 1.2 meg. I didn't stutter, meg. There's some people I come in contact with who go like, what's a megabyte? Exactly. The fact that in my life, we've gone from byte to kilobyte to megabyte, right? To gigabyte to terabyte. And yes, there are petabyte storage systems now. Okay. That is evident that Moore's Law is in action. My first personal computer was a 333 Celeron processor with a whopping 512K. If I wanted to upgrade that to a gig of RAM, I had to put down over $100. Okay. Now they've got computers and laptops that are coming off the line that have terabyte drives and 512 video RAM and 32 gigs of RAM. I mean, now granted, between 8 and 16 is typical now. If I'm not mistaken, this computer has 16 on it. It's got a 64 meg video card in it. It's got HDMI out and all that kind of good stuff. But the other side to that is technology has moved. My first work computer for video editing, for audio video editing, 200 megahertz processor. Let me say that again. My first computer for video editing and audio editing was a 200 megahertz processor. Let that sink in. 200 megahertz. Now we have 300 and 400 gigahertz processor, right? So that's saying something. First tower I used for video editing was over 25 pounds. And that was just the tower that held the cards to let me do everything that I needed to, because I needed an external hard drive to make this work. And a 9 gig, my first AV drive was 9 gigs, and it connected via SCSI 3. Yeah, we're talking before MP3s, folks. Okay, so technology moves. Moore's Law is evident. You follow the way things go. I started a 200 megahertz processor for video editing. My first personal computer was a 333 Celeron. Moving forward, then we had gigabyte processors. Rambus came out to where people are running 4 gigs of RAM, and everything went through the roof because we went from a 32-bit processor to a 128-bit processor with a massive pipeline of throughput. We have computers that have internal hard drives in the gigs, and some of them getting into Tera. We have server farms that are filled with petabytes of data. So technology is moving forward. And one of the courses I'm taking is the introduction of technology into the learning space. Pros and cons. Hey, it's a good idea. Why? Well, because kids are going to be in a technological world. Technology surrounds us everywhere, and these kids are going to be part of it. And completely honest, one of my PhD instructors last night, he said it. He's like, you know, I got a granddaughter. She knows how to work this iPad better than I do. And it's funny because that is the way the social norm is. So if the kids are going to be around technology, the kids have to know how to use it. So they started what's called the one-to-one program. In this area, basically what it is, once you reach a certain age, school district will issue you a computer or iPad or Chromebook, or something. And it is up to the student to make sure that they have it every day, because a lot of school books are going digital. I remember first week of school, you're getting all your school books, you're getting all your textbooks, you had to buy so many reams of paper, and this and that and everything else. You know something? I was at this semester, and last semester, now that I think about it, I was able to buy all of my books electronically, and I have 2 paper notebooks that I carry around with me for mental notes in between class. So we are in an electronic age. Moore's Law, definitely relevant. So introducing technology into the classroom is definitely a good thing. But for everything that is a good thing, you've always got that guy who makes it difficult. Now understand, a little bit of terminology here. When I say that guy, it's never good. It's a lot easier than me saying many of the other adjectives, descriptors, or whatever. Think of the biggest insult you could give to a human and drop it down a couple notches. That guy is the one you look at and you're just like, seriously, dude, you just went there for what? No evident reason. That guy is the reason why we have some of the most ridiculous and asinine laws. That guy is the reason why nobody understands basic economics. That guy is responsible for doing the stupid shit in this world. People look at me all the time like, Piper, why are there so many, you know, why is your safety briefing when it comes to certain things? Why do you explain it the way you do? Why? Because of that guy. Why do people go over things to keep them on the forefront of your mind? Because some moron out there went through and made the mistakes and just like, you know something? I need to fine-tune this to make it better. That is what that guy is. Not necessarily a skin color, not necessarily a personality, not necessarily a specific gender, but that guy is generally never a positive context. That guy is responsible for why we can't have nice things. That guy is responsible for fill in the blank, literally. All right. So for everything that we have that's out there to make life easier, there's always that guy. And that guy will do anything and everything that he can to make it difficult. Prime example, one-on-one program, computers, getting technology into the hands of school-age kids. Cool. Means we have to have a budget because we've got to have an IT person. We've got to increase the infrastructure. We've got to put measures in place, not only to protect our school, but also our students, right? But also understand, when you are running certain operating systems, and I'm not saying this to belittle one operating system over another, or one browser over another, or one technology over another, but when you're running certain operating systems, they are either completely locked down or they're not locked down for crap. For every social, for every safety protocol that's out there, there is at least one measure to exploit it. And if there isn't a easily noticed measure for exploitation, somebody will find a way. Prime example, the school laptops from Dell Computer. I believe the school district struck a deal with Dell. Majority of the schools in this area are running out of Google Classroom. And so with that, you know, easy, free, stable, functional, and basically you get your domain and everything runs out of Google Classroom. Kids are already familiar with the Googleverse and things are just continuing to get better and move forward in the land of Google. But here's the thing. You can put the safety protocols and everything like that in Windows 10 and there's always going to be that guy who can find a way to circumvent and bypass your safety measures and protocol. I mean, there is no complete security. I've been saying it for years that privacy and security on the internet is a paradox. Oxymoron, opposites, doesn't exist. Being smart and responsible and knowing what's going on, not putting your head in the sand, is what's smart. Now, how do I know this? My son, 17 years old, just moved out on his own. Been in this school district since 2013. And he's also been part of the one-to-one program. So he's had a computer, some way, shape, or form, for the past 3, 5, almost 6 years. A couple years ago, I checked his computer. Why? Because I can. And because I'm dad. And technically, anything and everything on that computer, I'm responsible for. Now, sure, IT is responsible for locking it down, but I also signed a EULA agreement. Yes, I read them. That said, yes, I'll be responsible. I'll go over netiquette with my son, et cetera, things like that. Now, at the time that I'm specifically talking about, he was under 15 and went through and he was like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, bullshit, I can. Who's paying the money for you to have this computer? I am. Why? So that they can make sure it stays up to date and they can give you help with it. Otherwise, I'll buy you a computer. I'll lock the damn thing down, and if you can't do your shit, that's on you. So immediately I start to ask, what the heck is he panicking about? Well, sure as anything, I get in there, start going through stuff, looking around, you know, Windows 10 laptop, mind you, okay? The kid had over 50 gigs of downloaded porn, okay? Now, I'm not judging, I'm not. But here in the United States, kids, which are meaning those under the age of 18, are not supposed to be able to access it, okay? My son got a thumb drive from that guy that installed a streamable and downloadable porn conduit, and it completely bypassed the security that was installed by the school. And he was also downloading this on the school grounds. Let me say that again. My son, on a school computer that was locked down by school IT, etc., or secured, checked, whatever, was downloading pornographic material, which in the United States, those under the age of 18 are not supposed to have. Do they have it? Yes. I'm fully confident they do. All right? Not judging. I'm just saying. Trying to explain to them. Show my son that, hey, look, you know, there's things that you just got to understand. You want to do that when you're 18? That's between you and whatever you do when you're 18. Downloading pornographic material on his school-issued laptop while on school grounds. Yeah. So needless to say, shortly after that, he was taking a computer to school that I had purchased, that I had locked down, and pretty much said that, well, I'm sorry, if you can't get to the stuff that you need, tough shit, find another way. So, long way of getting around to saying that for everything that's out there that we produce, to make things easier, there is always that guy. So how do we stop that guy? Well, here's the answer. We can't, because that guy is everywhere. This isn't some earthly utopia. This isn't some great ideal, big expanse. Guess what? We're just a blue and green marble in the middle of a blue background. Welcome to Earth. It's not a perfect land. For every step forward, we take two steps back. I mean, if you follow the Illinois political structure, you'll understand exactly where I'm going with that. And I'm not going to jump on that soapbox right now because that is going to take longer than I have, and I'm already at right about the mark where I want to be. The point is, Moore's Law, been around since the 1960s. Definitely valid because, I mean, just earlier, I talked to you about how processors have increased. RAM has increased. Hard drives have increased. Just, you know, and now we've got laptops. Laptops. Where somebody carrying around a 7-pound laptop, oh my god, it's so heavy. Seriously, dude? You're going to play the heavy card on me with a 7-pound laptop. Or a cell phone that's a half an inch thick. Oh my god, your phone is so thick. Seriously, dude? My first cell phone was a bag phone. Yeah, you know, like the ones where you see them pop open the briefcase. So, hello? My second phone was a flip phone. And you know something? I'm actually considering going back to a flip phone. But that's a different story. What am I getting at? Technology moves forward. And as technology continues to move forward, as technicians, as parents, as educators, as facilitators, as students, we have to be aware of our surroundings. We have to know what's going on around us. We have to be careful of that guy. We have to be careful and knowledgeable and aware and know that for everything we try to do that's good, that guy is going to be out there to do something stupid, lame-brained, and try to break down what we've been building. Being on the lookout for that guy. Knowing how to deal with him. Knowing what to say, how to do it, and appropriately react. This is going to jump on a little bit of a different topic for the simple fact that it's going to come and incorporate and come full circle into it falls to the parents. And we are in a lot of trouble right now because there's a lot of parents that don't give a shit. Am I saying I'm a perfect parent? Oh, hell no. I am by no means perfect. I am by no means the one that you want to template your life after. Believe me, I have made plenty of my mistakes. I've made plenty of errors. I've done plenty of screw-ups. But you know something? The thing that's different is I do anything and everything that I can. That when I make a mistake and I acknowledge that mistake, I do my best to improve and get better. Never said I was going to be perfect, but I always said I'll do what I can to get better. And then I just said, you know, fuck it. I'll do my best. I've had people tell me, I'm sorry, Piper, your best isn't good enough. Well, you know something? I guess there's a reason why we're not friends anymore. That's another story. But here's what it comes to. Parents being involved with your kid. Why? Because as technology gets better, and technology does more, and technology gets smarter and faster, your kids aren't always going to know what to do. When it comes to what feels good and what they know is right, if they collide, are they going to make an appropriate decision? And that depends on the moral and ethical code that an individual or person would have in place. Morals and ethics is a completely different soapbox. But the whole thing is, technology is moving into our classrooms. Moore's Law is in full effect. I was having a conversation with a guy, and this is the whole reason that brought this up. I was talking to somebody, he's like, huh, yeah, Moore's Law, whatever. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what? Yeah, Moore's Law isn't in effect. Seriously, quantum computing is going to be the next step, and you're saying that Moore's Law is not in effect. I laughed at him. Probably shouldn't have laughed at him, but I did. I was like, seriously, dude, petabytes. We've got self-driving cars. We have cars that have their own Wi-Fi system. We have Bluetooth-linked cars. Okay? Talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, where there's an entire line of electric car that's coming out that isn't going to have a radio. Is not going to have a radio. Is not going to have a CD player. Not going to have a tape deck. What is it going to have? It's going to have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Why? So that when you get in, your phone pairs up with it. And you can stream your music to it. Whoa. Mind blown. Technology is moving forward. And those who believe that it isn't, I'm sorry. You're going to be one of those. You're going to be that guy who winds up stuck or left behind. And I'm sorry for that. Because in all reality, in all honesty, The Matrix, Star Wars, Star Trek, pick your sci-fi movie. Don't care. Whatever it is, it could just happen. Some of those, are they taking a little extreme? Sometimes to a point, yeah. But in a place where things are still growing and where there is still a technological driving force, it is still possible. Anything's possible. I've run over my time, folks. That's what I've got for today. Any questions, comments, results, stuff like that? You want to pick a fight with me? Give me a conversation, whatever. Shoot me an email. PiperTheDJ@gmail.com. All one word, no spaces, no dots, no underscores. Okay? PiperTheDJ@gmail.com. That's putting a lid on another round of the soapbox. And remember, you want to call me out? That's fine. I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm perfectly happy with it. Call me out. Don't care. Just understand, there is always a method to my madness. Always. Don't look for me on social media because you won't find me. Yes, I've got a lot of handles out there for a lot of different things because I used to be pretty active in social media. But now, frankly, I do not give a rat's ass about it. Got hacked way too many times. And this is just off my own computers. Totally different conversation from here. That will be a different topic on the soapbox. Questions, comments, whatever, give me a call back. You're on the Trending Topics Network. Check out all the shows that we have. Serious. Check back weekly and just see. We got the Spanish Announce Table. We cater to professional wrestling, movies, beer aficionados, independent wrestling, opinions, you name it. We have podcasts all over the place. We even reach all the way over to the United Kingdom. And shout out to Finn Fish. Contributor to the network. Thank you very much, sir. I saw that email floating around. I just want to give my props, thanks, and everything like that. We are an independent network, folks. We are an independent network of podcasters. Just us. So we can do, handle, and act the way that we wish. And that's all I've said. I've got some dogs in the background that are getting wild and crazy. You might be able to hear one of them. But either way, this is a soapbox. I'm Piper the DJ, you're on the Trending Topics Network. Until another time, good night.